This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
All right, welcome back on this Wednesday morning, a few minutes after 8. Glad you were with us. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we asked this question yesterday. This morning, we're going to hopefully get a few answers for you, and that is, how is the state and the federal money going to help people who were impacted by these storms here in Missouri? We know that disaster declarations have been made. FEMA's been on the ground taking a look at that damage. There are also a lot of people out there who did not have insurance on their properties. What happens to those folks? We're going to check in with Mike O'Connell here coming up, who's a communications director for the Missouri Department of Public Safety and works also with the State Emergency Management Agency. And he's been looking at this aid flow and how it's going to come in to the greater St. Louis area. So hopefully Mike can help us narrow down some of that when we get him on here shortly. I heard some interesting information yesterday from some folks, Kim, and that is that the Rams settlement money might play a role in this.
Really?
Because, you know, they tried to pass under Tashara Jones and Megan Green, they tried to pass a bill committing all of that. But the bill didn't pass. So the money's still sitting in the bank, earning about $1 million a month or however much it's earning. It's $700 million. The thought process is that for those people who were impacted, who had no insurance and now have no place to live, some of that RAM settlement money might be used to help them.
I just have mixed feelings about this.
Well,
I want people to get help. They deserve help. It's just hard when I feel like people are paying for their insurance and then they have to fork over, you know, have to fork over the money for that. But then somebody who doesn't have insurance just gets everything paid for. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too cynical on this, but that's
well,
where
it's my guess is it'll be a political calculation if that happens, because if the new mayor can go into this area in North St. Louis where a lot of these houses were damaged and fix a lot of that using that RAM settlement money, that's a political win for her. So I don't know that there'll be any other considerations,
yeah,
to be honest.
How do other people feel they wanted water infrastructure? I would argue it should be used for public safety, but clearly people don't feel the same way for whatever reason.
Well, and
But then does the city just not get anything else that they wanted because that money all has to go for relief?
Well, it wouldn't all go.
But it'd be a good chunk of it. They had $1.6 billion in estimated damage. Now, that's businesses, that's schools, that's churches, that's not just homes. But, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I think that's something that they're definitely going to be looking at. Coming up, we're also going to talk to Taylor Riggs. Surprisingly, Elon Musk came out overnight in an interview and is very critical of the Big Beautiful Bill. That's kind of getting hung up in the Senate. We'll talk to Taylor about that. I don't know if you saw the stock market yesterday. I think it was up like 600 points or something on all of this talk of some sort of a EU deal on tariffs. And I don't know what's going to happen with the market this morning. We'll check in with Taylor Riggs, one of our favorite guests from Fox Business, coming up at about 8:35. Ethan, right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world, and even if they are launched from space. And we will have the best system ever built.
The best system ever built. The president is, of course, he's got to get the funding for that from the Big Beautiful Bill, but he's talking about including Canada, if they want to become the 51st state.
No matter how much he wants to come out now and say, you know what, we're going to start calling the shots like we see them actually now, it's too late. And look, you look at the ratings for all of these legacy media outlets. People are not tuning in because they have lost the American people's trust.
Yeah, so that is Laura Trump saying, you know what, Jake Tapper, too little, too late, pal. What are you doing? What are you doing now apologizing after you chewed me out on the air for questioning Joe Biden's mental capacity?
Voted yes to Amendment 3 back in November to allow abortions again in Missouri. But tonight, after a state Supreme Court ruling, the procedures are halted.
Today's ruling comes in response to a circuit judge blocking abortion restrictions.
Yeah, KMOV reporting on that breaking news yesterday. Missouri Supreme Court temporarily halts abortion in the state. What happens next?
No, but you started the conversation, right?
Well, I don't have anything to say. I don't have any comment.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no comment. That was a guy named William Bill Howells who was caught on camera defacing, vandalizing a Tesla over in Kirkwood twice. And the Kirkwood police got involved, and they finally, charges were filed by the city of Kirkwood prosecutor yesterday. It showed up in CaseNet, and we got the information here. This guy is, from what we know, an analyst
of some sort
at Washington University. We know that much. We've reached out to the university a month ago when this happened. They had no comment, but they scrubbed all information about him from their website.
Shocking.
Like you cannot find his name associated with the university anymore. So he walks up to this Tesla, which of course has cameras everywhere, slaps an F Elon sticker on the side of it because he thinks he's smart. And he walks into the shop to get coffee. Well, he did it again 2 days later, and the owner called him out on it. Like, he has alerts set up on his phone. This is how smart Teslas are. They'll take a picture of the car being vandalized, then they'll send it to the owner who's sitting in the coffee shop, and he's watching almost in real time somebody vandalize his car. So he approached the guy, challenged him on it. The guy was spineless and tried to run away, and the cops detained him outside, and now he's being charged with harassment.
So I assume the reason they had to go with harassment versus vandalism was because it was a sticker, and they would not consider that permanent damage.
Like, if I consider it damage.
Well, I would too, probably, because some of those stickers are annoying to get off. But I mean, think if he had like spray painted the car and said F Elon, would that have fallen under the category?
Maybe.
I wonder of
maybe
vandalism versus
maybe the harassment charge is because it happened two different occasions,
right, like
to the same car.
Yeah.
According to the victim here, he heard this has happened in other local towns as well, that he had vandalized other cars, but there have been no other charges. So my challenge this morning to my friends in the local news media is, where's the coverage?
Also, where are you buying these stickers from? It's well, like an online, order on I'm Amazon.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Where's the local news media? This happened a month ago with the backdrop of all the Tesla vandalism across the country. This happened a month ago. We had it happen right in Kirkwood. There's video of it and everything. It's custom made for a television news package, and not a single local TV station that I can find went out and covered this. Will they cover it today, now that there's been officially somebody charged?
Probably not.
I don't know. I sent a text message to some friends in the business. We'll see if they actually pay attention to it. And if they don't cover it, why not? That would be my question. Why are you not covering this? You should be covering it. And we emailed Mr. Howells, and he's had no comment so far. Neither has the university, oddly.
That is also shocking.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll stay on top of that for sure. Coming up, we're going to talk to Mike O'Connell from the Department of Public Safety and the State Emergency Management Agency about some of the relief efforts going on here in St. Louis after the tornado cleanup. We'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man,
lucky to be alive after her North St. Louis home was leveled.
And you don't remember hearing any sirens?
I didn't hear any sirens. I didn't hear any sirens at all.
Yeah, that is a lady whose home was destroyed by this tornado. She's living in a tent in her front yard. They've started a GoFundMe page and some other stuff for her. Had Kim and I discussing yesterday, what will relief money be used for when it gets here? Who benefits from it? All of that. And I've asked my friend Mike O'Connell, who is the communications director for the Missouri Department of Public Safety these days, to join us this morning. Mike, how are you?
Doing real good. Thank you. Good to be with you.
Great to hear your voice again, man.
You sound different.
Oh, I do, huh? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Maybe my hearing's going.
Older and wiser, maybe?
Oh, that's it. That's it, Mike. Older and wiser. Come on, my friend. Mike and I worked together, 15 years at Channel 4 together, probably?
Yes. Yeah. 93, the end of 93, we came in when people were clearing out because they'd all covered the 93 flood.
Yep.
And we're getting other jobs. And then we were there for, I was there until the end of 2008.
Okay. And I left in 2012. So a long time. A long time. So you've been working for the state of Missouri now for a while. And I saw you on the ground the other day with part of the state emergency management agency team that was up here looking at damage. Where do things stand right now, Mike, from your point of view?
So we, those teams completed, they went really hard and long for 2 days and were able to document all of the damage to houses and residences. They got that data to FEMA, to the governor, and the governor was able to make a request on Sunday for individual assistance, which would bring disaster assistance from FEMA to families and individuals to help their recovery. Temporary housing, home repairs, replacement of medical supplies that they lost, things to help them, you know, start their recovery. It's just the basic needs. And then there would be low interest loans from the Small Business Administration for them to actually get back to where they once were. So the FEMA assistance is try to get it so you can live in your house and then rebuild around it as you're in that house. What's happening today now is there going to be what's called public assistance preliminary disaster damage assessments. And that is where they look at the damage to roads, bridges, public buildings. And the idea is that there'll be a separate request once they have those numbers. But the governor is prioritizing, as he should, getting the assistance to the people who need it desperately, so that they can go on with their lives and start their recovery process.
So how is that determined then who specifically gets the money? Because you have a lot of people, what is it, like some 60% of the people who are hit are not insured. But it almost doesn't seem fair, I guess, that those people would receive all the money just because they weren't insured. And then the other people who did have home insurance get nothing. How is that determined?
Yeah. So first off, as well, people who are underinsured would get assistance as well. The idea is, now this is a FEMA program, so another colleague of Mark and mine, John Mills, works for FEMA, and so John might wind up being on your program if we get a disaster declaration, and he can go into more detail. But the idea is that FEMA is not going to pay for things that is already covered through insurance. And the idea is that, for instance, you know, as we go through these neighborhoods, you see a lot of elderly people who are on fixed incomes, and half of their house is gone, yes, and they've got a tarp over it. And the idea is, how can we help these people so that they can stay where they are and survive? So it's that's the purpose. It doesn't replace insurance, and it's not, if you have $100,000 worth of insurance on your house, FEMA isn't going to be anything like that. The typical grants are several thousand dollars just to help people replace the medical equipment. There's assistance if you have a funeral, unfortunately, because of somebody who you lost in that disaster. So that's how the FEMA program works.
So it wouldn't necessarily come in and rebuild the home for them, correct?
No, exactly.
Oh, okay,
The idea is, can we put somebody up for a couple of weeks, and that's going to help because the shelter population has actually started to go up a little bit, I'm told, because what happens after a disaster is people can stay with friends, relatives, but after a while, it gets to be tight. You know, there's limited space, and so they're actually looking now at opening another shelter and seeing if they can, how long they can sustain the shelters that are already open. So the idea is to try to help people get back on their feet, and then they're responsible for rebuilding. And you know, if you got to replace a car, rebuild the house, put on a new roof, that's not covered. This is to get you started on the recovery.
Very good. Mike O'Connell, listen, great to hear your voice, my friend. I appreciate you giving me some time today.
All right. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Mike O'Connell there with the Missouri Department of Public Safety and, of course, the State Emergency Management Agency. And some interesting information there.
That's helpful.
The FEMA monies will not come in. That I still think the city will end up tapping into some of that RAM settlement money to rebuild in some of these areas. And then, you know, you're going to have the business owners thinking, well, how about me? And
right.
I mean, everybody who was affected by it, if they're going to start using the money for that. Yeah. All right. Coming up, Taylor Riggs, Fox Business, in just a minute. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly. which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the DOGE team is doing.
I actually thought that when this big, beautiful bill came along. I mean, like, everything he's done on DOGE gets wiped out in the first year.
I think a bill can be big, or it can be beautiful.
This bill that passed today,
but it can't be both. I guess is the point. I'm not sure what's playing there. But yeah, I did. That's Elon Musk. If you didn't recognize the voice there, Kim, talking about the fact that he's disappointed with the big beautiful bill. What do you think?
I'm really surprised he came out and said that.
Well,
it doesn't bode well when people go against Trump, and I'm just shocked Elon said that publicly, and now I wonder what might come of it.
What the blowback might be for that, I don't know. You know, yesterday our friend Mark Reardon had Jason Smith on, our congressman and from Missouri, and he's the one that worked on this so hard. And, you know, his big issue is he's happy with the bill, but he's also wants people to understand what it does on Medicaid, because he's heard a lot of lies out there. Listen to this. Whoops, I'm sorry. That would be my fault. I turned my audio down because I wasn't sure what was playing. Hang on here.
You have 200,000
bills. Well, I've still got something going on here. Here, let's try this.
Does Medicaid not have it? TANF has it. And so we put that in place. And so that is one of the big reforms in it. Also, some of the big reforms within Medicaid was also making sure that illegals aren't receiving welfare benefits. That was a big part of the savings within this bill.
Yep. So that was Jason Smith, our congressman. Right now, we've got Taylor Riggs from the Big Money Show on Fox Business on the phone. And Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah. So I guess Elon Musk has now come out critical of the big, beautiful bill. And you've got several senators, Ron Johnson among them, Rand Paul, who are definite no's on this, it appears. What are you guys hearing? How's the market reacting to that news?
Yeah, you know, the market actually, I think, is hopeful that we're going to get something done. So the good news is, I think in the long term, people know eventually we'll get something done. It's just about what's in the details. And frankly, I agree with Elon Musk. I feel bad. He put his reputation, his company, his life on the line to tackle DOGE, and we're not taking it seriously. We're not taking spending cuts seriously. And so I do feel bad in part that it feels like a slap in the face to him for everything that he put himself through to really try to take on this challenge. People who are elected want to be reelected, and they're not getting serious about spending cuts. I always talk about this as my 5-4 split decision Supreme Court opinion, where I read the majority and it sounds clear and convincing and I'm on their side. And then I read the dissenting opinion and it's clear and consistent and I agree with their side. So on one hand, I agree that a deal is better than no deal. I don't want perfect to get in the way of good. On the other hand, and we need this bill to pass because we need the tax cuts to be extended. But on the other hand, I'm thinking this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to cut spending. This moment may never happen again.
Yeah.
When is the next time when voters will go to the polls and really be serious about tackling our debt and our deficit? I don't want this moment to pass us by. So, look, yes, we have to get the bill done, and it has to get done soon. But, again, at what cost? And I think there are so many growthy moments in this bill that I love, and we can grow our way out of debt to some extent. But I also know that a lot of people went to the polls not to slow the increase in spending, but to actually cut spending. And I think that's where a lot of people like Ron Johnson are saying, I'm a no until we really cut spending.
Yeah.
You make a really good point. And Taylor, I would agree with you. I think there's a lot of good in the bill and it's worth passing it. It needs to be passed. But, you know, with any bill, you're not going to have 100% of it where you're on board. This being the case, too, they already had a hard time passing into the House. And I think they'll face a similar challenge in the Senate. Do you think the concern was that they felt like lawmakers 100% would not pass it if they had done too much as far as trying to make cuts? You think that was the issue?
Yeah, you know, and this is where I've talked to you guys a lot about I am so pro-America and pro-democracy that this is where China can kind of win in some cases when they think in 100-year terms and we're thinking about midterms next fall. And originally in the House bill, they didn't want the Medicaid reductions, like the cuts in work requirements, for example, to come in until after the midterms. Well, I'm smart enough to know why you did that, because you're playing politics with me.
Yes.
So thankfully, I think it was the House Freedom Caucus that said, I don't want work requirements to kick in 2029. I want them to kick in by the end of 2026. Thank you. Work requirements is simple. If you're an able-bodied adult, let's show, I think it was only 80 hours a week. If you can prove that you're working, great. But why are we incentivizing so many men that are able-bodied to sit around and not work?
Yeah.
I don't want that to kick in 2029. I needed that to kick in yesterday, and I'm willing to settle for the end of 2026. But if we're so concerned about the midterms, again, I'm worried about getting this stuff done yesterday, because that's what I voted for 6 months ago. So, look, I know it's politics and we have to win elections, but I'm a little worried that the American people, we voted for growth, but we also voted to cut debt and deficit.
That's very true. Taylor, what are you watching with earnings this morning? Is NVIDIA earnings report today?
Oh, it is everything we are watching. It happens tonight after the bell, just after 4 p.m.
Okay.
Look, it is going to be everything. Revenue could jump 60-70% year over year. The bottom line earnings profit could be up 44% year over year. Look for any commentary on how the chip export restrictions to China are or are not hurting the company. Do they have to write down any excess inventory that they are not able to sell to China? Again, what do they say about AI? This has just become such a bellwether for the market that everyone watches what Jensen Huang, the CEO, says, given he's sort of the leader and taking us through AI.
Yeah, I'm glad when the market started to go down a month and a half ago, my financial advisor told me to buy some NVIDIA, and we did. So I'm glad that I did. That was good timing, right?
Buy and hold and talk to me in 30 years from now. Let me know how your NVIDIA trade's going.
Yeah, this is very true. So I have a question for you. It is May 28th. Have you graduated from law school yet?
Oh, I did. I graduated a week ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know. I remembered you telling me it would be May sometime. So now do we have to introduce you as Taylor Riggs Esquire, or what's the new title?
Let's just do Taylor Riggs.
Okay.
Let's be
all
humble.
Right.
How about that?
We'll be watching you on the Big Money Show. Congratulations, by the way.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your time, as always.
You bet. We'll talk soon. Taylor Riggs there, little bit of an overachiever. She's having babies while she's going to law school, while she's running marathons.
Oh, I didn't tell you I'm doing the same thing.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. Actually, I'm getting my doctorate and all. I mean,
And when's that marathon?
Tomorrow. I'm running it after the show.
Are you running down to the to Chris's Pancake House across the street?
Yeah, to get a big old stack of pancakes.
I'm just
teasing. That sounds
you.
So amazing.
It does sound good, doesn't it?
Pancakes are Chinese food and pancakes are probably the two things I crave the most. Not even when I'm pregnant, just life.
In general.
But especially when I'm pregnant. Oh my gosh. Way to go, Mark. You had to bring that up.
I'm sorry. I had to bring that up there. Yeah. All right. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and recap some of this morning's top stories. We've had a big day. We'll be right back.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
So you know the president has a pardon czar. Did you know that? He's got somebody that works with him whose job is to look at people who might need pardons.
Who is that for Trump?
I don't know who she is. I saw her name, but I've never heard of her. And yesterday, the president said he plans to pardon Todd and Julie Chrisley, best known as Chrisley Knows Best reality TV stars. I tried to watch that show. I don't know what it is about that guy's voice. I could not listen to him talk. I just couldn't. I couldn't. Not that I would normally watch reality shows, but I did start to see an episode of that one time, and I just couldn't watch.
You're more of a Housewives kind of guy.
Yeah, I like Housewives, L.A. specifically. Yeah. Better.
You know, they look familiar to me because obviously their faces are plastered all over the news right now. I've never even heard of that show. Was it just
really?
Yeah, I'm not big on reality either.
Well, it's these two people, and they had like I don't know 10 kids or something.
Oh,
they
okay.
They had a bunch of kids, and I don't even know what he did for a living. I don't know.
So
but
it's just about their life? I guess that's what reality TV is.
Right, and I don't know if he was like a designer or a home builder or something. Anyway, they were convicted of fraud and tax evasion, and Trump, they've been in jail now for a little while, and Trump has now pardoned them.
Look,
apparently.
I'm not saying this was a mistake. I don't know anything about this couple aside from what you've just told me there, but I had this thought the other day as it relates to, you know, Fauci and Hunter Biden and just questioning if presidents have too much power when it comes to these pardons. And obviously, it's easy for me to say that because I don't like the fact that he hunted pardon. Yeah. He pardoned Hunter. And it was like an 11 year pardon or something ridiculous like that. But I mean, should there be some sort of like stricter restrictions on these?
Getting huntered could have a whole bunch of meanings.
Well, they might.
If you've seen the laptop.
Now they've reopened. The FBI's reopening the investigation into who left the cocaine at the White House. So maybe that can be called he got huntered.
Yeah, no kidding. See, that's one of the things. They're going to reopen that investigation. Thank God. Now, I've had a hard time believing that there's a house in America that has more cameras than the White House. How in the world could there not be a camera where people come in and place things in that box? Because if they place something in there that's illicit, you need to be able to go back later and find out who it was.
What was that room again? What's it used for?
It's some one of the entrances to the White House, for the private entrance to the White House. And it's on the side of the room where they have like security meetings and stuff like that, I guess. I don't know.
So only certain people have access to
that. Only certain people have access to it, and they don't have a camera. But family members had access to it, which is why I had a hard time believing they couldn't figure out who that belonged to. They only got a partial fingerprint. Well, did they ever fingerprint Hunter Biden? I know they've got his fingerprints now because he's been, you know, on trial.
I don't expect anything to come from this investigation, but let's just be excited that they're at least reopening it.
It'll be like the JFK investigation.
This is a bombshell report. It was a nothing burger.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, we did update the story for you this morning, if you're just joining us, that that there's been charges filed in the Tesla vandalism over in Kirkwood. It took a while because it happened a month ago. It happened at the beginning of this month. May 2nd, I believe, is when we reported it to you here. And now they've charged a guy named William Howells. He works over at Wash U, apparently, was the one going around and slapping F Elon bumper stickers on Teslas. And in Kirkwood, he got caught doing it twice to the same car, and they've now charged him with harassment. And we've reached out to his employer, we've reached out to him, no comment, and he's got a court date set for July over in Kirkwood. So they finally charged him, just as an update to that story. Now, here's your challenge today. Look at local news websites and maybe watch a newscast later and see if any of them cover it. And then when they don't, ask yourself why. If that's not a news story, I don't know what is.
Send him an email.
I've texted a friend of mine in the business.
No, I mean viewers can send an
email. Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
Why are you not covering the story? It's a nationwide story, and here's an example of it right here in town. Plus, you've got video. It's an easy package. All right. The Kill Me Show's coming up next. We'll find out tomorrow if any of them took our advice. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.